At the border, late summer. We swam upstream through a shining swarm of stone-faced squat-sole cars. It had been a remarkably short summer, and men fainted in streets from the heat. My mother tensed slightly as we drove by the border, black words stringing sentences without end. A cacophony strident with strung-out lives, we listened, our lips tightened with sadness. Somewhere behind those jigsawed shards of fissured time-snagged spikes, my best friend stumbles through a forest, swearing a sign to the DMZ. In his unit, they uproot the toothache trees of a wounded and green-fleshed mouth. Surveillance cameras blink slowly to life as bows thunder down to the ground. As sweat trickles rivers down his strident neck and the hollows of his swinging arms, he tells me through static on his unit's phone, "Run away from this shit while you can." I ask Mother if she'd live in America, and she says that she would if she could. In this country I love, who knows when we'll die? One bomb could wipe out our home city. I think of the plane that will fly me tomorrow from my torn and terribly dear home. With a pang, my hand finds its way back to my mother's. We clasp hands deeply in deep silence. And in the distance, the secular thorns of our country's dark crown press closely into a raw sky. And in the distance, the gold-bellied orioles sing as they would if the world saw its ending tomorrow.